Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're unpacking The Manager's Path by Camille Fournier. Sophie, I have to ask, did you ever get thrown into a leadership role without a clue what you were doing?
Oh, absolutely. I remember my first week as a tech lead. I thought it meant I just had to write more code, but it's so much more than that. This book really captures that messy transition from individual contributor to manager.
Right. And what got me is that she says the journey starts way before you have a title. Even as a senior engineer, you're already laying the foundation for leadership. It's not just about being the smartest person in the room.
Exactly. She talks about the tech lead role as this weird limbo. You have authority without formal power. You can't just tell people what to do. You have to earn their trust. And that's where most of us stumble.
And she says the hardest lesson is that being technically brilliant isn't enough. If you can't bring the team along, your brilliant solution never ships. You have to create clarity out of ambiguity.
And that means learning to delegate, which is so counterintuitive for engineers. We're proud of solving hard problems ourselves. Letting go feels like losing quality. But she makes the point that delegation is the only way your team grows.
Yeah. And then one day you're suddenly a manager. She's brutally honest about the emotional whiplash. You miss the tangible satisfaction of shipping code, the clear feedback from a compiler. Management is messy by comparison.
Right.
And your output is no longer measured in features, but in the success of your people. That shift is huge. She says you have to accept that your relationship with work has fundamentally changed.
And then she dives into one-on-ones, which she calls the bedrock of management. But here's the thing, they are not status updates. If you're just asking, what are you working on? You're doing it wrong.
No, they're for building trust, understanding what motivates each person, and catching problems early. You need to prepare. What do you want to learn? What do you want to communicate? It's a safe space for honesty.
And feedback, that's another beast. Most of us avoid difficult conversations until resentment builds. But she says feedback should be frequent, specific, and kind, not saved for annual reviews.
Yeah, I love her simple framework. Describe the behavior, explain the impact, then discuss what you'd like instead. It keeps it about actions, not character. That way it's easier to hear.
And she also says you have to be open to feedback about yourself. If you get defensive when your team tells you how you're doing, you'll miss your blind spots. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Then there's the awful part, performance issues. She doesn't sugarcoat it. Keeping a low performer is not kind to them or the team. Everyone knows when someone isn't pulling their weight. It breeds resentment.
Right. And she says a bad hire is a hiring failure. But keeping a bad hire is a management failure. You have to act with compassion and transparency, but you do have to act.
And beyond individuals, you've got to manage the team itself. She warns against imposing rigid processes. Good teams develop their own norms. Your job is to remove obstacles and protect them from organizational noise.
But you also hold them accountable. That balance between support and accountability is the essence of management. It sounds so simple when she says it, but it's a tightrope walk.
And then you might get promoted to manage managers. That's a whole different game. You're no longer close to the work. You have to rely on your reports. And the temptation is to micromanage.
Yeah, she says your value shifts to seeing across teams, identifying patterns, and developing your managers. Your focus moves from the work to the systems that enable the work.
And you have to do skip-level meetings, talk to people 2 or 3 levels down because a manager might hide problems. You need that sixth sense for when something's off.
And what about your technical skills? She says you don't have to be the best engineer anymore, but you need credibility. Stay hands-on in some way, review designs, but don't undermine your managers.
Right.
And as you climb to director or VP, politics becomes more pronounced. You're navigating competing priorities and making trade-offs. She says communication and building relationships are just as important as technical judgment.
And she has this great concept of managing your manager. You always have someone above you. Understand their pressures, align with their priorities. It's not about sucking up, it's about not wasting energy.
Exactly.
Overcommunicate at first, then adjust. And throughout the book, she keeps coming back to self-awareness. Management is a craft. You will make mistakes. You'll hurt people's feelings. You have to learn and apologize and keep growing.
And she even asks the big question, should you be a manager at all? Not everyone should, and that's okay. If you're doing it for money or status, you'll be miserable. You have to genuinely care about people.
She also talks about organizational debt, like technical debt, but for processes and conflicts. As a manager, you have to pay it down. Have those difficult conversations, restructure broken teams, even if it's painful.
And hiring. One bad hire can set you back months. She says hire for attitude and potential, not just current skill. And be intentional about diversity, because homogeneous teams have blind spots.
And she even touches on remote teams, which feels so relevant now. Remote work needs more intentional communication and trust. You can't rely on hallway chats. You have to create connection on purpose.
Yeah, the whole book is like a map for this journey. She doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but she asks the right questions. And she gives you frameworks to think through the chaos.
And she's big on avoiding burnout. Managers are always giving emotional support and getting little in return. You have to set boundaries and build your own support network. You can't pour from an empty cup.
I think the thing I'm taking away is that management isn't about being the hero. It's about helping other people be heroes. That's a complete flip from how I used to see it.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So whether you're a new tech lead or a seasoned exec, remember that the path is hard, but the reward is in seeing your people grow. We'll see you in the next one.